Texas adds shipping containers to El Paso border barrier. By Bob Price on December 29, 2022. The state of Texas expanded its use of shipping containers to aid in securing the border in El Paso by placing nearly a dozen containers along the Rio Grande in addition to more than a mile of razor wire fencing. Officials with the Texas Division of Emergency Management, TDEM, said that Governor Greg Abbott ordered the placement of more than a dozen shipping containers along the border in El Paso on Tuesday. The governor ordered the containers be placed by DEM at locations identified by the Texas Military Department and the Department of Public Safety, DEM spokesman Seth Christensen told Breitbart, Texas. The agency hinted that more could be on the way. At the direction of Governor Abbott, almost a dozen containers have been initially placed, along with over a mile of fencing, in locations in the El Paso sector as determined by the Texas Department of Public Safety and the Texas National Guard, and they will remain as long as necessary to impede the flow of illegal immigrants into Texas communities, DEM officials said in a written statement provided to Breitbart, Texas. The shipping containers and concertina wire fencing are being placed in El Paso under Governor Abbott's Operation Lone Star. The state began building barriers along the border after El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser declared a disaster and requested state and federal assistance. As migrants slept on the streets in the frigid temperatures from the polar vortex over the Christmas holiday weekend, the El Paso City Council voted to extend the disaster declaration for another 30 days. Following the initial disaster declaration in El Paso, the Texas Military Department deployed more than 400 members of the state's National Guard to begin border security operations, Breitbart, Texas reported. The soldiers immediately went to work building triple-layer razor wire fencing along the Rio Grande and frequent migrant crossing areas. By the end of the Christmas weekend, soldiers built approximately 2 miles of border fencing. Major General Ronald Wynn Burkett describes a 72-hour mission for the guardsmen. "They're focused on deterrence, they're focused on sending a message that unlawful crossings is not an option," General Burkett stated. "You've got to go to the PO, port of entry." The general described the logistics of the operation with the Texas Air National Guard airlifting 400 soldiers and equipment to El Paso and 4 C-130 aircraft on Saturday morning. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.